Time now for another edition of Dish Omaha featuring KVNO's resident foodie, Diane Watson. Good morning, Diane.
Good morning, Jeff. Hey, do you have any restaurant news for me?
I'm really excited about ice cream, cone flour going into Elkhorn. So, yes.
I love getting excited about ice cream in the winter. Well done.
It's so good you can have it year-round.
Exactly. And we're going to talk about other things you can have year-round because we've got some new restaurants opening or have recently opened in Omaha. Mm-hmm. Here's a great mashup for you. Asian and Cajun. There's a new restaurant that will be opening at the Horseshoe Casino from the owner of Mai Tai called, I hope I'm saying this right, Aroi, A-R-O-I. And the menu is really interesting. They've got a Saigon pork chop, which is marinated with lemongrass, honey, and a fried egg. Mm-hmm. Really big selection of pho and Cajun seafood. And you can get lobster tails. I have a friend whose mom is always looking for lobster tails. So if you want to get lobster tail, you can go there. And their spice levels are categorized by mild, medium, spicy, burning, and hellfire. Okay. So at least you can specify.
That's very specific.
Yeah.
But that helps.
Yes, exactly. Rathskeller is back. You probably remember they closed back in August. That's the German beer hall over off Saddle Creek. They reopened with new owners on January 10th. Changed up the menu a little bit, but they still have schnitzels and pretzels and brats. So all the German food and accompanying beer that you like to get with it.
Yes, of course.
You know, I haven't been out to Plattsmouth in a while, but I'm going to go check out a new breakfast place called Busy Bistro. Just open for breakfast and lunch. And I love places like that. You know, if I were going to own a business, that'd be nice to be done by 2 in the afternoon, Taste of India, you probably had been to on Leavenworth. They moved and changed their name. They're now called Little India. Mm-hmm. And they're at 35th and Farnham in the former Farmer House
Brewery. I was wondering. I just drove by there. We saw that. Wait a minute. There's some construction going on there.
It was just takeout for a while, but I think you can go in and dine in now.
Gotcha. Cool.
No More Empty Pots has a food hub called the Cups Cafe. And they reopened back in January, and they have a really nice breakfast and lunch menu, and they do all their stuff locally sourced.
Wonderful.
So they have Hardy's Coffee, Benson Bounty Tea, and if you like ice cream, I'm going to go check out their stuff from Picket Fence Creamery out of Woodbine.
Oh, interesting.
A couple other things just of note. There are a couple of other new places. Homegrown, which is a breakfast and lunch eatery, opened at 35th and Farnham ground floor of the Blackstone Plaza building. And we've got a new coffee place out in Papillion called Cabin Coffee. It's its first Nebraska location, and they've got a drive-through. And then a whole slew of restaurants opening second and third locations, which is super exciting. Cheddar's, Dumpling Empire, I know you love dumplings, Cops Pizza, Rally Coffee. So lots and lots of growth, like we talked about when we did our West Omaha show a few weeks ago.
There's little that I don't like. How about you?
That's why I love talking about food with you, Jeff. Let's get out and try some new restaurants.
Sounds good.
All right.
Diane Watson, KVNO's resident foodie. Thanks a lot. Dish Omaha.